Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of flavorful Kroger 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get juicy large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Yeah, flick that bean.
What, bro?
Nah, you heard me.
Bro opens an episode with flick that bean. Oh, what's up, hey, guys? Man. Welcome back to the Cloud Crew podcast.
That's a better intro. I mean, that works.
I'm never the one to do the intro, and I made sure to do it in, like, the most bright and open voice I could have.
I'm so proud of you.
Every time I've ever opened the podcast, I open it with bullshit. This time you opened it with bullshit. And I said the intro.
Because you don't feel like opening.
I don't like having that expression in my voice. Like the, hey guys, welcome back to the Cloud Crew podcast. It's Kenneth here. I'm here with Sebastian. Like, I don't like having inflection in my voice like that. And I just called myself Kenneth on accident.
Yeah, you really did.
I used my whole Kenny government boy on the fucking podcast.
Go. That's tiger's blood.
This is a great dab.
Tastes pretty good.
I forgot that we had that order in my cart on the thingy.
That's right. We're gonna be trying out some dabs from
Sugar Diamonds, I believe.
Bay Smokes. Shout out to Bay Smokes, guys. We don't have anything with them. They're just pretty cool.
They're a really cool company.
Yeah. So, like, they got a whole deal going on right now, guys. So
for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, shit like that.
Yeah. So we're gonna get some out, try it out.
Get like a half of a.
I didn't give like a little review for y'all, low key. If y'all are down,
I'll record. I'll put it up on YouTube. It hurts.
But nah, man. There was a few things that happened today, sports wise. But like at the same time, I wasn't like overexcited or overhyped about it. Something I seen, I felt bad for Curry tonight, you know?
He was the only person on his team that did anything, and they lost because of it.
Yeah. He,
because you had the Suns kind of firing on multiple cylinders.
I mean, when you have KD and D-Book, they both put up their 20 points, you know? Bill was out with injuries.
There was another player, I believe, who had 19, I can't remember who it was.
Yeah. But I mean, for the Warriors side, man, I felt bad because Steph's the only one that had 20 points. Wiggins was close up there with like 18, you know. But you really wish that maybe Buddy Hield, maybe they should have gave Buddy Hield more minutes or something. I just don't know why they're giving this kid more minutes over here, the Pazinski guy.
They're probably just trying to see if they can develop him.
He had 12 points, you know.
Yeah, but like, just think about it like this. They're probably throwing him in here at the beginning of the season because they think this is probably the best time to develop him, because they want to see if they're going to have a losing record with him really early on.
But we already seen Buddy Hield, when you're giving him 20-plus minutes, he's only giving like almost
20-something
points.
And he's giving you a win,
man.
Yeah. But that's probably what they're saying right now. They're probably just weighing those options to see how much they actually want to keep Pazinski like that.
Yeah, the Lakers, I meant the Warriors, started
hot. The Lakers
don't
get to play in like the new tournament this year. The NBA Cup or whatever the fuck it is, they got eliminated from that today.
Yeah. No, they got, wasn't today, that was yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday, they lost to the Thunder.
I saw the
team,
news
young
today,
team, man. But, I mean, shout out to the Thunder, man. Look, that's a young team that progressed.
Right,
oh, yeah. Dude, Shea popped off, too. Hold on. I'll slide over, man. Let's check on the stats. Because I know Shea had, like, 36. I don't remember what else was up there, but yeah, 36, 6 rebounds, 9 assists.
That's a good game.
Yeah, that was a pretty good. I mean, he rough from 3-point. Yeah. He was 30% from 3 for 10. But he was 13 for 28, so he's almost about 50% for actual true, like his actual shooting. So
yeah,
and his free throws were 7 for 8, so like he was getting bumped. You know, maybe a few of those calls didn't go out. But shout out to Hartenstein, bro. Although he left the Knicks and he got some heat, he had a double double, 11 and 18.
I think it was a good move for his career. He didn't really mesh with the Knicks players too well.
Nah, and no offense, the OKC needed somebody that's more dominant for rebounding, so that way they don't have to bump up Chet like that. You know,
honestly,
Chet's kind of a softer player.
I don't even understand how you can be mad at Hartenstein. I understand, like, the Knicks fan base think that they're going to win a championship. They're not.
Well, it's like they had good chemistry over there, you know. He was playing with friends.
Yeah, but they weren't offering him any money.
But this is his career. No offense. It's not about friends. It's his
livelihood.
Yeah, so like, I understand.
He lives with this the rest of his life. Like, the money he makes is what he's going to retire with. So, like, they're offering him, like, a fucking bag to go play in OKC? I'm going to go play in OKC. And guess who's the more of a title contender?
OKC.
Like, the Knicks, I love the Knicks. I've always loved them as, an organization. They're not winning a championship within the next 5 years. And if they do, it'll be a fluke year like the bubble.
That'd be crazy. That's crazy. No. I don't think the bubble's a fluke. See, that's another thing. The bubble, I think it was rough because, like, there were a lot of people out. I just think it happened to be the Lakers had a healthy team.
Only team that had every single player on the team won. Who could have guessed? The only other team that almost did was the Heat, but they were still missing like 3 players at the time. Three of their key players.
But there was a lot of
And that's out. Why it ended up being the Lakers and the Heat, and it was still a close series, but
yeah,
I mean, it ended up just being Jimmy Butler versus the Lakers there at the end.
No offense, that's they had a young surrounding team around. On the Heat,
yeah, but there at the beginning, like Tyler Hero really was doing something that in that series, and then like because of longevity and mindset and mentality being in the NBA Finals, he started crumbling, and it just became Jimmy putting up 50 points and staring at LeBron like "fuck you," but LeBron being like "I won, you stupid bitch."
Yeah, he said, "Hey, look, I have a healthy Anthony Davis."
Like, did Bam even play that year? Like, was he a part of the team that year?
Yeah,
if he was, he had to be like close to his rookie year, right? His rookie year.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it was like 5 years ago, so it had to be closer to his rookie year.
When was Bam drafted?
I feel like 2019 feels accurate. Oh, so 2020. Oh,
pull this up. Let's get a fact check going, guys.
Bam Adebayo.
Because Bam Adebayo, man.
I spelled his name so wrong.
Is a great player. And I feel like, no offense, if he had at least developed a year or two, he would have possibly done more. But 2017.
Yeah, it was 2017 pick. He was 14th overall.
So yeah, he was on the team. He was young. His name is
fucking Idris Fimi.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
His name's not even Bam.
No, Bam's way better. Keep going by Bam.
Because bam, you're here, man.
7 foot one wingspan.
Yeah, no, dude's a great dude. Dude's literally
I love
a point
how
guard.
Because he played on the he played on the Olympics, so his listed teammates are not a single Heat player. It's LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Jason Tatum. It lists the best players that he's ever played with. Jason Tatum shouldn't be there.
Why?
By the way.
Why? Yeah, I was about to say, why is Jason Tatum over Jimmy Butler for that one? No offense.
Or Stephen Curry, who just was like the MVP of the Olympics.
Yes, true. Yes, true. Yes, true. Or KD.
Or like, KD.
Yeah,
or,
like there's
like,
multiple
literally,
names. Embiid.
There were infinite more people to put on that list over Jason Tatum. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you. I fuck with Tatum. I fucked with Tatum whenever he was a rookie. I don't really like his game anymore.
Tatum's
it feels very.
I feel like Tatum's,
it feels very robotic now.
Yeah, I feel like Tatum's a role player now. Like he's a star role.
He has
player.
A role.
If
player
that makes any sense, yeah, he's a
star
role
player.
Player
numbers.
Yeah, he's a star role player. That's how I feel that he is. I feel like Jaylen Brown. If they didn't have Jason Tatum, I feel like Jaylen Brown would excel even 10 times more.
I think that,
and I
also
think Jason. Jaylen Brown would become a better player overall.
Yeah, I think it's just a mentality that's bred in Boston, though. Like, you have to notice that everybody's a role player on the Boston team. There is not a player that the Boston coach staff plays as anything more than a fucking role player.
But that's because, no offense, they have too many fucking parts to fucking do anything but role play with. When you're that good of a team, like, when you have established, you know...
It takes a veteran team like the Warriors to take you out when you're a team like that.
Yeah, because you have a complete team, bro.
Who did
you
they
are
play
packing.
In the finals last year?
You are not slacking at every position, you know what I mean?
I don't remember who they played in the finals last year.
Who
did they play? The Celtics, the chip that they just won.
Oh, Dallas, bro.
They
Mavs.
Played Dallas. They played a completely young and inexperienced team. That's the
yeah,
only
yeah.
situation where they win a championship is when they play a team with no veterans. Kyrie was on the team.
Kyrie
didn't play like that, though.
No, even with, like, that's what, another thing is, like, as I said, where your roster's filled out with, like, a team like the Celtics, man. The Mavs, they had fucking Luka and Kyrie for scoring, you know? Nobody else really putting up buckets.
Like,
not it, like that, you know?
Yeah, and, like,
everybody on the Celtics puts up buckets.
The reason the Warriors were able to overtake the mountain of the Celtics is because Stephen Curry is a... 4-time NBA champion, 2-time finals MVP.
But no offense, like,
and he has that dog in him. Like, he was that type of player. He's able to facilitate his team whenever it's necessary like that. And I don't think Luka has that yet where he's younger. He isn't able to rally the team fully. He does it really well.
Well, I just don't think they had enough depth. I'm gonna be honest with
you. Yeah, yeah.
Regardless of how Luka or Kyrie played,
that's what I was about to say.
There was not enough depth for them.
He couldn't rally the depth even if he tried because there was nothing to rally.
Yeah, the games they won and the close games that there were are only because of how great players like Kyrie and Luka really are. I think the depth was an issue. They didn't have enough depth, and I think it would have took pressure off of Kyrie and Luka, and they would have performed better.
The
you know
Warriors
what I mean?
Didn't have the depth for it either, to be fair.
Yes, they get it.
They had depth, but not like depth.
If you pull up their roster, they have more positions filled with more star at players than what.
I'm pretty sure the only star at all star at the time was Curry. Clay wasn't an all star that year. He was like a 4-year removed all star at that
Clay
point.
Clay's still up.
And I believe that was his 0-for-10. No. No, it wasn't. It was his comeback year, and his worst game that year, it was like a 1-for-8.
Yeah.
I remember the stat line just because I was really sad when it happened. I was like, oh, no, what happened, Clay?
But no. They still had a more rounded team. You still had players like, for instance, Draymond Green, you know? You're bumping more down low. You got a guy that can play more defensive down low, you know? No offense to people like Derek Lively and stuff like that. Those are great role players, right? But when you have a Derek Lively what's another one? A Hart, Hardaway Jr., players like those, you know, type
Using
role players
mouse,
against a more of a star role player like a Drew Holiday,
sorry, I'm
Porzingis.
Just, like, light in your hand space.
It's just not a match, man. Like, regardless. If you have more positions filled out with star players, you're more apt to do better. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to lie to you. It
There's
was
Andrew
all
Wiggins.
Curry and Wiggins this entire series.
But Wiggins was there as well. But you have more positions filled out. Like, hold on. For example,
compared to the Mavs, Andrew Wiggins, he is known as a star role player, right? Like, he is known as that type of role player. Like, he can give you the 20-plus buckets. Derek Lively is not known for giving you 20-plus buckets. You know what I mean? Like, same thing with Porzingis. Porzingis is a role player, but Porzingis is a role player that is known for giving you 20-plus points sometimes, you know? Like, that's what I'm saying. Those are different calibers. I don't even think
Porzingis was on their team at the time.
No, I'm talking for Celtics, though. I'm not comparing for this matchup. I'm talking about for the Mavs versus
compared
to the Warriors versus the Celtics.
I still think the Celtics were the better team in this series. Like as a roster, I think they were the better team. Like, because they have the same roster here as they had last year and the year before that and the year before. They literally just don't move shit.
No, I think that there was an issue with this roster, because no offense, Marcus Smart, we love Marcus Smart, right? But no offense, I think he brought negativity to some of the bench, right? I think that's just his mentality sometimes, and I think it's because he goes so hard. I don't think the bench players like Grant Williams were great combatants with him, you know?
I mean,
I'm not a fan of Marcus Smart, you know?
I mean, and maybe, I don't think he
line it up.
Like, really took or added to the game at all. So I don't think he would have made a difference being on the roster.
Who?
Marcus Smart this year.
Yeah, no. If Marcus Smart wasn't on there, and that if they had Porzingis instead of Robert Williams, for sure.
Like, I think no matter what, Marcus Smart probably wouldn't have made the biggest difference. Like, keep him, lose him, like, compared to what they have now. But, like, the Robert Williams and Porzingis switch was, a major thing for Boston. Because, like, Porzingis, for some reason, he just came out as a completely different Porzingis. Well, no he just offense. Decided, like, okay, I'm throwing up the 40-foot fucking three-pointers. Fuck you. Well, and they
Robert
went in.
Williams not that guy. That's what I'm saying. Center,
once they brought
two different type of players.
That's what I was saying. Like, the switch there was what they needed, because like every other player.
What they
on
did
the
is literally they made it a shooting team. Like,
every other player on the
you can
Celtics
pass
can
the ball
defense.
Anywhere now though.
Yeah, like
yeah,
like
you
every
can pass the ball anywhere.
He was a weak link because everyone around him could play defense, and then he would get driven.
Robert
like,
Williams?
No. Like he
Robert Williams is good at
defense. Yeah, no. I meant to say offense. Yeah. I meant to say offense. I just had my words flipped around.
He's an offensive.
He would get past the ball, fuck up,
he's not
and it would
play.
Fuck up the flow of the entire game for the Celtics for the next two or three plays, and then that would fall apart.
But that's because he's never meant to do it. You're lucky to get a player like Robert Williams to get, 10, 15
I wonder what his career high. I wonder what his career... I didn't want to look at a picture of him. Just
look, see, what I mentioned, 10, 15, he's averaging nine.
Yeah, no, I'm looking...
That's what he gives, man. He's kind of like your most average offensive player ever, man. He's a role player. No offense. And he's the type of role player that's not a Porzingis. He's not a Drew Holiday type a guy. You know, he's not that star caliber of role player.
Yeah.
You have, like, that's what I'm telling you. There's categories, man. There's tiers for players, for skill gaps, man.
There's no way it doesn't say his highest point game somewhere. Oh, he's injured right now.
Yeah, because he's a...
With a concussion, pussy.
That's rough, man. If it's a protocol, it's a protocol. He can't do nothing.
Pussy.
Nah, even if he says he wants to play, they won't let him.
He probably said he didn't want to play.
Nah, it doesn't matter if he did, if he didn't. They wouldn't have let him anyway. The moment they even suspect it, they kick you out, big dog.
I'm
still looking for his career.
Yeah,
just look up.
I don't want to type. I have not wanted to type
just
at all.
Look
tonight.
Up career high. Robert. Here
if
we
you
go.
Click the back arrow, it'll already have his name typed in for you. I just get curious about, 21
points.
17 rebounds.
17.
It's almost a triple double.
Yeah, no, that's really good, man.
That's cool for him. Oh, wait, no, wait.
Those are
these
separate
are three
years.
Different. These are three different dates. What the fuck's going on here? Stat sheet.
Right, that's awesome though. 21 points. I mean,
his career high in rebounds is 17. His career high in blocks is 7, and they were all done within the last 2 years.
Yeah, he's still like that's what
he
I'm
was
saying.
All defensive second team in 2021.
Yeah, he's a good defensive player.
He was
His first game was October 23rd.
Know who he reminds 2018. Like, he reminds me of, like, a lesser version of, like, a Ben Wallace.
I could definitely see that.
That's what, like, Robert William III
reminds Ben me Wallace, of. If Ben Wallace didn't, like, have a support system.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he does, like, Robert William, he doesn't. He I'm doesn't. Pretty sure he's, like, on the Rockets or Trailblazers right now. Trailblazers? Yeah. What the fuck are the Trailblazers known for? Fred VanVleet?
They eat penis.
Fred VanVleet.
I don't like the Rockets or the Trailblazers currently. I like some of the players on them, but, like, not a lot of them. Like,
I can't think of a single redeeming quality about the Trailblazers. The
Trailblazers?
Is McCollum still on them?
No. If so, retire. He's not. He got traded. Yeah, remember, McCollum, CJ McCollum went to the Pelicans, bro.
Yeah. That's absolutely right. I want to know what the roster
no,
is.
No.
This is the last thing
like,
I care about.
You got DeAndre Ayton, I know, but like...
Who?
DeAndre Ayton.
I was being funny when I said who. Donovan Clingan used to be, like, regarded as a good player. Their highest paid player right now is...
DeAndre Ayton. DeAndre Ayton. He has 34.
Yeah. The next closest is Jeremy Grant.
Yeah. That's a Scoot Henderson's their new star player though. Like he's supposed to be.
Scoot will develop good.
I think Scoot's a good player.
I think he'll develop good.
I don't give two fucks about anyone else on here.
I think he'll get
DeAndre Ayton's a choke.
I think he'll get moved.
Grant's pretty trash. No, he might try to be like a Cade Cunningham type story.
I
feel like he's the Cade Cunningham.
I think
type.
This is his going. He's bullshit. Gonna play this 30 mil out. And I think he's going to do good, because I think he has potential, personally. Like, I think Grant will... fucking Jeremy Grant has really good potential. As long as he stays consistent, you know?
You mean Scoot Henderson?
Oh, yeah, I meant, like, both of them. I think they both have potential, but...
I don't give a fuck about Jeremy Grant. Yeah, fuck him, to be honest with you.
He is pretty...
I don't see him doing anything. Scoot, he's 30.
Scoot definitely... This is definitely his rookie contract.
Yeah. Scoot's the new guy.
I think he only plays his rookie contract on this team just because I know he's aware it's a team that is non-recoverable. Yeah. Especially with that roster. And this isn't like a rebuilding roster either. They just gave these people this money. This is people that they're stuck with for like the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Except for Ayton for maybe two. Ayton probably has two left on his contract.
Yeah, but Ayton's still young. And he's not, no offense, Ayton...
DeAndre Ayton, although like he is mid. No, he is mid. But like
he's averaging a double.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's still a solid role player. He's not a star player like a first round, like a first
number
pick.
One pick. Yeah,
should have been. But he is still a role player. As disappointing as his career
he
has been,
he showed so much potential in the Suns in certain games, and it was only certain games. Don't
get me wrong. I'm still not knocking him. He's not a bad player.
No, I don't
Shoots
think he's
50%.
A bad player.
I mean, look, 33 from three. I mean, not a bad.
I wonder how many games played this season, though.
Yeah, it's another thing. He's accident prone. He gets injured.
He's only played 13.
Six home games.
He's played 13 total. How many games have been this season? At least 17 or 18. So he's already missed a few games this season.
Yeah. But that's bound to happen. Everyone has.
Oh, for sure. For
LeBron
sure.
has. Curry has. KD.
Nobody has more than Embiid, though.
It's because Embiid doesn't want to play, man.
Ben Simmons has played more games than you this season.
Ben Simmons done better than you.
Ben Simmons' stat line probably look. Actually, you stat pad, no, so I lied. No, I lie. No. You stat pad.
Yeah,
but fuck, I opened
bet one good game of Joel Embiid last like three games of Ben Simmons. Good games.
You know, you're
pretty bad.
No, you're right, bro. Fucking man. Correct. Did he even play this game? Nope.
Nah. How about the Oscars?
Out again. Let's go. And Paul George bust.
Yeah, Paul George.
Like, your star player's Tyrese.
You came in.
Maxey.
I think what happened, no offense to Paul George, like, you're a great, still role player, possibly. Maybe not a starter, start off the bench type shit. But
they
like,
also barely beat the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah. But for Paul George, I think you came late. I think you should have came to the Sixers last year when you had a good or decent season.
Or. Like, whenever you were having great seasons, around the same time as, quote-unquote, quote, like, hold on, the quote-unquote is heavy here, prime Ben Simmons era. Would have been a great time for PG to be in the 76ers. Because they had a big man who actually kind of moved at the time. And then they had Embiid as well.
Actually, when Ben Simmons got hurt, probably would have been a good...
It would have been a good transition period, too, yeah. But, like, if they would have gotten them to play together, it still would have been good then as well.
Yeah, but no, I just don't like Ben Simmons like that.
I don't either. I don't really like him as a player.
I don't want him to play with anyone good.
He put up numbers at that time in his career, so...
Ben Simmons doesn't deserve mercy.
Not anymore, no. As a rookie, like, his rookie
year... He's a broken Giannis.
He actually, like, tried to be a good player, and now he just, like, fakes it so bad. Yeah. And it's just so...
He's like if you got like... The rip-off brand and of Giannis, and you threw it in a trash can and then took it into a trash compactor, let it compact it back down, break it up a little bit more, and then smash it back out, flatten it out with a rolling pin, and then there's Ben Simmons.
And then doing a helicopter.
Yeah, and then you got a shit on it.
Oh, wow. That's a bit graphic.
No, because that's how Ben Simmons plays.
I mean, valid.
Every time I see Ben Simmons' face, I get PTSD.
Bro does have, like, a very unique fucking face.
Don't make me pull it up. If I start pulling out flaws of Ben Simmons, you're gonna
see... No, we'll be here for way too long.
Yeah. Patchwork, man. All I'm gonna say, patchwork. Anyway, leaving it on that note. Ben Simmons, get some new hairstyles, bro. You kind of look busted. You
got the money for it.
Yeah. No offense, like, the whole dirty Q-tip thing for poor Trae Young... I could see it revolving next to you, man. The only difference is I think you're more like a dirty butt plug.
That's a statement.
I said what I said. Ben Simmons trash. Have a good day, guys.
Later.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of flavorful Kroger 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get juicy large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.